We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
He actually closed out our last studio. He was the last guest we had in the last studio.
No, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Drewski.
Ladies and gentlemen, Drewski.
How y'all doing?
Welcome man. Back.
Bless Black and Holly Favorite. And you lost a lot of weight since then, Drewski.
Hey, come on, man. Yeah. You see me? Hey man, you know I'd be doing a little Tabo here and there.
Okay,
Charlamagne was gonna say Ozempic. That's what you was gonna say.
Oh, see, I already
know. I ain't saying nothing about no damn Ozempic. Charlamagne said that's what he wanted to say.
Yeah, you gonna say what he gonna try to say? I know what y'all doing, man.
How are you, brother?
Man. I'm good, man. I feel good.
I saw you on Ari Melba on MSNBC last night.
I don't know why I was on there, brother. I'm confused on why they put me on the news last night. But you know, I got a PR, man. I don't know what he got me doing.
Did you tell him you didn't want to do it, or you just told me?
Nah, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be on the news. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. I don't know what I. Yeah, I just be doing shit. Yeah. I don't know. I just agree with what they tell me to do. I showed up. I'm showing up. I didn't even wear the right attire, so I just was
right. Mm-hmm. I like how you didn't act like you knew what was going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
let them know straight up. I didn't know what the hell they were talking about on there. Man.
I loved it. Negotiations.
Yeah, yeah. Negotiations, man.
Now when you talk about remorse,
I know. Yeah, I know they talking about something, so I'm like, hey, I'm going to just try to blend in. I'm not going to try to do too much. I'm just trying to blend in on here, man.
With the hoodie on. Well,
Ari be tapped into culture, so I'm sure Ari knew who Drewski was.
Yeah. Somewhat. That dude, he's very hip, and he knows what's going on. He was reciting lyrics and stuff behind the scenes. Yeah, I don't know what that guy.
And it worked for you because, I mean, you know, you still ended up getting a viral moment.
Yeah.
And it was funny. So
the PR ended up working. It was like reverse of what it was supposed to do. I think we were supposed to be on there talking about me going to the White House or, dogs in the White House.
You went to the White House?
Yeah, I went like a year ago.
You had a dog?
No. I don't know why they had me talking about
you don't really know much.
House. Yeah, that's why I'm the dog. I guess the Secret Service dog had bit somebody multiple
Biden's
times.
Dog bit a bunch of Secret Service.
Yeah, people. But they're not putting it down. So it's like, and then when I said that, he looked at me like, Why would you? Yeah. So I was like, let's just move on to the next. I wanted them to talk about what they had to talk about because I was like, hey, fuck the subject y'all had me talking about. I don't even want to talk about that shit. Y'all just keep doing y'all.
But you think the dog should be killed?
If it bit a brother, put down.
I like how he tried to that make it sound worse.
Drewski hates dogs and wants all of them to die.
In the White House. Jesus. How many people did the dog bite?
It was a lot.
Yeah, I think it's like 24
people. If it
had been
anybody else's dog, they'd have put your dog down.
But it was like Secret Service. Like,
first they'd have put a muzzle on him, then they would have put that dog down.
If it was a black dog, a pit bull or something.
Gone.
Yeah, it was that shit was out there at the first bite.
Damn.
Yeah, not 20. 24 is, come on now. It don't make no sense.
So you got a new show.
She's like, why the fuck are we up here talking about
what
dogs?
The fuck? Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck are we even talking about? Are we doing this shit again? God damn.
I know.
Like, damn, man. I got a hangover. Let's talk about some real shit, man.
Let's talk about your shit, your new show.
God
man.
Damn.
What is
niggas looking at me like, damn, that's how you feel about dogs?
Right. And they're going to cut the first 3 minutes
of this. Yeah, talk about dogs and shit, man.
And send it to Peter.
Right. Damn. What's up, Dumbo?
What is Could Have Been House?
It's an amazing show. It's based on, I was influenced by P. Diddy, and when he had the Making the Band show, that's why I can't look this way when I'm talking. That's why I said P. Diddy.
It's a lot.
I said P. Diddy. He's like, he did Making the Band. You know, we was watching that earlier. Yes, you know. Yes, they, know. Yeah, they.
I love Making the Band.
Y'all wasn't watching Making the Band. We was watching Making the Band. So, yeah, it played a big part, and I really wanted to do something based on.
I hate this place.
Oh, it was too much space between. I said, It was.
You got to get to that quick.
And
light of roots of the business. You got to get to that quick.
What you mean? I need to say Making the Band first.
There you go.
I was influenced by Making the Band.
There you go.
The show.
There you go.
And it's an amazing show. It's pretty much like a comedic version of that. Kind of like how Chappelle did when he did like a skit on Making the Band back in the day. But we had contestants staying there for 7 days. They competed for $50,000.
And where'd you tape it?
Yeah. L.A.
L.A.
Yeah. Nice. We had a big mansion. We put pretty much everybody that did like Could Have Been auditions that y'all see all over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
We picked like the top 15 people and put them in a house to compete. So.
And you come out of pocket to do that stuff, right?
Yeah, man. But you know. Nah, we had companies help us. We had Raising Cane's put up the $50,000 for the contestants to win.
Serious?
Yeah, I swear. And we had like Nike participated in putting in some money, okay. Prize Picks, Icebox Jewelry put in some money too as well, yeah.
Nice. Shout out to Icebox Jewelry.
I see you putting it out on YouTube and some people would ask why, but if you're getting your own sponsors and you're making your own money, why chase behind these networks and these streaming services? Yeah. Is that the thought process?
Man. Yeah, kind of because it's like, we tried to pitch it to all these big networks anyway, and nobody believed in it. They were like, "Yo, what is Could Have Been Records?" Yeah, there's a lot of them older executives that don't really know. They're not really hip to shit, and they just like, we heard this guy's funny, but we don't know what the hell Could Have Been Records is, you know. Mm-hmm. So every time I tried to explain it, nobody understood what I was talking about. So I'm like, "Damn, we probably just gonna have to do this ourselves." We went to every meeting. I'm taking Zooms. It's taking an hour. I'm explaining it for like an hour, breaking it down. We gotta a PowerPoint. I'm pointing at stuff. I'm making them laugh. So I'm like, oh, we got this. Nobody believed it. They all like, nah, we'll pass.
That's one of your most popular sketches.
Yeah, I know. That's we got proof of concept. I'm like, nigga, this shit doing views.
Yeah.
We get millions of views on this shit. But it's all.
How frustrating is that as a creative?
It is, man. But I know I'm young, so it's not like I'm like older and being like, damn, ain't nobody ever fuck with me. It's more so like I'm new to this, so I got so much time to get in the game. It's like, hey, man, I'm gonna make it happen. If they ain't gonna make it happen, I'm gonna force it. So yeah, that's where I'm at with that. I really don't mind, for real, because I'm still motivated. We had a great time doing it ourselves, even though it costs a lot of damn money. Some of the companies helped out, but they didn't pay for the full, you know.
Mm-hmm. What happened with the show with you and Kevin Hart?
Oh man, they took that off, man. We were supposed to do that. It wasn't COVID. What's the
Writer's strike?
Writer's strike.
Oh wow.
So during writer's strike, they took that down, man. They just got rid of it. I don't know what the real reason was,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a show based on like past high school, being like a high school senior. And yeah, I came on there and talked about it with y'all. But yeah, I really don't know the full reason, but they took that off, man. I don't know.
Damn.
Yeah, it low key pissed me off a little bit, but
yeah,
it is what it is. Just because, you know, I really don't know the full writer's strike reason. You know what I'm saying? So, and I feel like nobody fully knew exactly what was going on with writer's strike and all that. So I think, yeah, they might have used that as an excuse. I really don't know, but
yeah
we had everything rolling, but. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about you with sketch, right? And I think about, you know, because I was born in 1978, so I've seen a lot of great sketch shows. In Living Color, Chappelle Show.
That nigga get gassed when you start talking about times like that.
Shit. Old ass nigga.
Right. This nigga old as fuck. Yeah, right.
But I think about it because you are very good at it, right?
Yeah.
Do you think you need a TV show to validate you to where people start talking about you in that way, like they talked about the Key and the Peele, the Chappelle's, then Living Colors?
Not really. I think because social media is so powerful now, bro. Like, without social media, and I'm sure she know this too as well. Mm-hmm. Like, social media might be bigger than TV now. Yeah. Like, it used to be the goal, like, oh, we're going to get the TV, we're going to do this big thing. But it's like, when you really think about it, majority of the stars right now are like the social media people that are like doing great shit. So it's like, we even got Twitch streamers who are making bigger bags than rappers. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, and Aiden Ross, these dudes are really making a lot of money. They're paying the rappers like real show fees to come onto their stream. So it's like, I don't know. It's different days, but I think that's what made me think I don't really need anything to justify anything, because it's like, damn, we doing it now. Like, I will pull up to a city and say, we're doing Could Have Been Records tomorrow, and thousands of people are out there just lined up trying to audition. So it's like, yeah, that's really the goal for real.
Did the celebrities get it at first? I know they're getting it now, but did they get it at first? Because early on, Birdman was one of the ones that you did. Did he get it at first, or did you have to explain to Birdman?
Well, it wasn't too much explaining to Birdman. Let's just put that out there, bro. It's not really any conversation.
Sound nervous?
Yeah, you know.
I saw you with your security too. I was like, damn.
I got to travel with security now, brother. You know.
Yeah.
Hey, there's reasons for everything, right? You don't see the change, so hey, stop asking.
Is the beef real?
Hey, man.
I think it's not, but
you gotta watch the show, man. Could Have Been House on episode like 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna see the whole of how it happened, of what went down, and you know the whole altercation itself. So
who are you more scared of?
You said, who am I more scared of?
Birdman or King?
What? Who?
King T.I.'s son.
Oh, come on, man. That nigga pussy. King Harris.
Ooh, you standing on business.
What are we talking about, man? Come on, bro.
Don't play with people's kids now. Don't play with
King. Hey, come on, man. What? Come on, bro.
King said he created King, the term standing on business.
T.I.P. son?
Yes, King.
Man, he said he's pulling up on you.
Nah, he did pull up on me at the video shoot. He had too much security out there, though. He did pull up on me. Yeah, he did.
Standing on business.
Yeah, he tried to do like a
oh my god.
Nigga tried to do a stare off. Nigga got out of his car and just stood on kind of like the top of the car like that, and just I said, man,
the car name was business.
All right, and this nigga going right back to that nice ass house. He don't know shit about standing on no business, man. And y'all know that. Y'all stop playing, man.
Yeah,
I'm lying like I ain't from the suburbs too. Yeah, nigga, I'm from the same way.
I think King will make it hard for you in Atlanta.
Come on, fuck. Nah, I fuck with King Harris though. He cool.
No, you call that man pussy.
We're from the same way, nigga.
By the time this get edited,
that's all
you're gonna hear.
Right. It ain't gonna show shit about. Nah, I fuck with King. I ain't gonna show none of that. Y'all cutting all that shit out. I already know, nigga. Y'all not showing none of that.
Did you really win $1 million betting on the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Yeah, with Prize Picks, man. And it was just so
How
random.
How much you had to put up?
$100,000. Yeah.
Mm.
And you won a million. See,
this is the thing that people don't understand. Everybody thinks that the $100,000, majority of the celebrities that did the bet with Prize Picks already have a deal with Prize Picks. So Prize Picks does this thing where they're going to get the celebrities to all join in, participate in the gamble. So it's like in your deal, you already have promo money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's negotiated that you have a certain amount of promo money. So that was not like, oh, yeah, out of my pocket, I'm about to do $100,000, win a million. No, they wanted all the celebrities. They're like, yo, you got an X amount of money for your promo money that you could play with in your deal. and we want everybody to gamble and try to earn a million. I thought for sure. I'm like, bro, nobody's going to win this shit. Like,
and they gave you the million?
Yeah. That, like, I really got it in an account.
Wow.
Yeah. He wired it.
How long did it take?
Like 2 days.
Dang.
That motherfucker there.
Man.
Yeah. I looked out for family and friends, though.
Said, like,
that shit in there, nigga. That shit hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked out for family and friends, though. Like, I threw about, like $300,000.
You got to pay taxes on that money, too, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I said $300,000. I ain't say $500,000.
You left with nothing.
Nah. I got a little something.
A couple hundred thousand.
But look, I already wanted to bless family and friends beforehand. Yeah, I had this list in my mind during my come up that I'm like, all right. Because I used to always, like, stay at my homie's house during the come up, or like, you know, they family would let niggas come in there and like shoot skits and wild out in the house, throw parties, do whatever. Like, you know how it is. Like, nigga, we were just wilding. So I already had this list in the back of my head. Like, all right, I want to look out for them one day, but it's hard when it's your real money. I'm like, hell no, I ain't trying to just do that shit just cause. So.
How much you give them though? Like, you give everybody the same amount? Or?
No, nigga's trying to get you in trouble.
Yeah. They're gonna text the fuck out of me now. I gave a good amount away. It was split up good. Everybody got what they owed, man. I ain't give too much to nobody. I ain't give too less to the other person. So
it's never gonna be enough, though.
They ain't all getting the same shit, though. Yeah, it's never gonna be enough. You know how that shit go.
The more successful you get,
I heard.
Ain't doing this. Drewski ain't doing that. Yeah. You know.
I just hope they're thankful for it, because you know it came from a good place. But, you know, niggas don't give a fuck about that type of shit.
True.
Yeah.
In the trailer of Could Have Been House, you had stars in there. You got Chris Brown, one of my favorite people.
I knew you was going to leave with Chris.
Yes, Chris. Snoop Dogg, Nav
Green. Wait. Why you say that?
Yeah, she loves Chris.
Oh, okay.
She loves Chris's.
I love Chris Brown, and I love my boyfriend Chris. But, yeah, Chris Brown is, I'm a major fan. Okay. But how did you get them to be down with all the chaos? I know the show was chaotic.
Yeah, it was crazy as hell, man. Yeah. I think, Chris Brown, he's a good friend of mine, but he wanted to come in and participate somehow, some way. So we had Snoop Dogg come in and do like a whole bunch of like judging and stuff. But Chris Brown came in and did like a dance competition.
Yeah.
Where we like, I don't want to give too much of it away, but that nigga can dance his ass off. He don't stop. Mm-hmm. That nigga was dancing behind the scenes. I'm like, hey man, wait till they start recording this shit. Stupid ass nigga, sit down somewhere. he's a good dude, but he's addicted to dancing, and he honestly does not stop dancing.
Yep.
But yeah, we had him doing that. We had Troy Taylor on there. He's like a vocal coach. Who else we had on there? Crip Mac. Y'all know who Crip Mac is?
Yeah, I seen Crip Mac. He be on No Jumper a lot, right?
Nigga, he is in jail.
He's in jail?
Yeah.
He used to be on No Jumper, though, right?
Well, yeah, he used to be on No Jumper. Yeah, but he,
What is he in jail?
That brother is in jail right now, man.
For what?
And how long? I really don't know. He'd be in and out of that motherfucker. That's why we had him come and talk to contestants, because it was like jail 101, what you got to cook in there, what it's like, and then he ran some fades with some niggas.
In the house, he ran fades
with niggas in the house.
I mean, beefing with him and just start fighting or just teaching him how to fight?
No. He was like, yo, if you gonna go to jail, you gotta run some fades. So this nigga lined everybody up in the house and ran
real hard.
We thought it was gonna be like a slap box, you know, everybody like, ah, the Crip Mac crazy. This nigga started knocking niggas out. I said, okay, man, we had to shut the whole.
You have insurance?
Yeah, we got all that. Everybody good. Ain't no concussions. Nobody got hurt for real.
What the hell? It could have been.
But you know. Yeah, no, we put a stop to it after like the second one.
Drewski thinks about what he says after he says it. Like, oh shit.
Let me clean this shit up.
Damn.
Nah, we put a stop to it though. Like we knew the, you know.
After
but y'all see
person.
It on the show. Y'all see it. It's crazy as hell.
You see how I feel like they're trying to start beef between like the people who do like the sketches and stuff.
Man, I hate that shit, man. They love comparing, contrasting with everybody. Who you seen recently? They doing that.
I saw the meme where they compared. They said who's funny. You told me I'm lying. Yeah. Just told me about this last night. Go ahead.
Talking about you and Desi Banks. Do that.
They stay doing that. It's there's so many. I don't know why they try to put, and it makes like almost like a real. It almost feel like a real beef when you see the person, because you really, in general, you know, I fuck with him. Like, that's my guy. We did, like, a show early on where he brought me on to when I was still, like, young on the come up. And, like, I think Desi.
Okay.
Yeah, we was in, it was how to something in Atlanta.
Okay.
Or yeah, what's the?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. It was early on, but we did a show together, and like I said, it makes it weird a little bit because when you see the social media and like Twitter and all these people mm-hmm. saying all these comments, it makes you feel like it damn near is beef in real life because it's like, damn,
yeah,
I kind of don't like this nigga, man. But you don't really feel that way.
Right.
But it's like you're so you're seeing all these comments. You see, so it is it's a fucked up thing. It's like we're pitting each other. No, I fuck with him.
It's just like it gets in your...
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Brain, because yeah, I'm a competitive person. I'm so competitive that if I see something like that, it's like, nah, I gotta win that. I don't give a fuck what they say.
Right. And it's not even personal.
It's not even personal.
Yeah.
It's not even personal. It just becomes this thing. And I'm sure he could probably agree the same way. Mm. But they do it with even like Country Wayne. They do it with DC Young Fly. They do it with everybody, man.
Yeah. And all of y'all do different things. But also, people don't realize when y'all being funny or being sarcastic. Because Dez left a comment and he was like, stop comparing me to dude.
Yeah. Hey, man. Now, if you don't, I don't know. Hey.
You don't know if that was real?
I don't know. You know what I said? This shit getting in your head, man. I don't know. It could be. He could be serious. You know what I'm saying? Could have been.
Right.
It could be. I don't know. I don't feel that way. I think it's just, I hate that it makes you start to feel like it is because of how they try to, but yeah, we got to do better, man.
So why not call a person? I'd be like, man, listen, man, just in case. We ain't got no issues.
Cause it ain't even gotta be on.
Yeah, it ain't even cause it's like, bro, let's keep grinding, man. It ain't about that. Cause I don't even want to, cause when you make that call, it's almost acknowledging like, hey, nah, this shit, they doing their job, man. This shit making me not liking it. It's no point, you know. But I think, I don't feel that way. I just, you never know how the other side feel. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. The craziest people when you've been doing them for your show. Where had they been from? Florida, the Bronx, Atlanta.
Oh, like the auditions?
Yeah.
We went to Atlanta.
I see the people in the Bronx been kind of crazy.
When the New York one. The New York one got like the most views. They crazy as hell. We got to do another one in New York, but we did LA too. So now we're trying to. I'm working with Central C. We're trying to take them to UK and all the youth them. You know, get all the youth them pull up in UK. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm really just trying to expand. I'm trying to do more with it, like go probably to like Memphis, Chirac. We got a lot of auditions to do this year for sure. Yeah.
What about people that are also, they accuse you of stealing their skit ideas? Mm. I saw the guy named Malik.
That was more recent. Yeah. I don't know, man. I honestly, I've been so original since I started, like, doing skits in general. Mm-hmm. I never felt like I had to steal from anybody. If anything, I felt like people stole from me, but that's neither here nor there. I don't address it. I think I did see the whole thing with that dude. And
what did he say he stole?
The work-wise people. The one you just posted. You just posted that this week.
Yeah, this past week.
Having a work relationship.
And it blew up so crazy. That was probably, bro, I got like 70 million views
because
on Twitter.
Because it's relatable.
Yeah, it's like and 20 it's million on Instagram. Yeah. Like,
I think because it's true. I think a
couple
people,
million TikTok. Yeah. So I think, we all. I'm a truth teller, brother. Like I do skits on things that I went through, things I've seen in real life. Yeah. It's nothing. I'm not faking anything. So I think. Of course, if we're black, we have all seen almost similar things. It's kind of like when Cat Williams was calling out some of the dudes for stealing his jokes on stage. It's like, yo, we are all kind of from the same. We've seen the same struggle. We've seen the same type of shit. So it's like, it's kind of hard not to say that maybe sometimes we are stealing. But yeah, I never had to do that to, especially with me being, you know, so original with my shit. I never had to steal nobody's shit.
That's not steal. You consider that stealing, just because you got.
But the thing is, I never even saw the dude's shit until. Yeah. I started seeing people tag it. So I'm like, damn, who is this? So I went to the page and I saw that he does those type of skits all the time. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, brother, that's.
Oh, man, he does
look,
work,
I just
husband.
Came in and did one. I'm not trying to take your flow here, but he had written down. He's like, y'all seen Buddy stole my shit. And I'm like, bro, come on. But see, I never address shit like that. I just read it and be like, I just laugh because it's
keep
no.
Moving.
Yeah, keep it pushing, man. There's no point in entertaining all that shit. Yeah. So. Yeah.
No, people do steal though. Like,
that's true. That's true.
Like my shit I do like with the thoughts videos. Yeah. I see people
mad people do that
doing
shit,
that, yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. But then I was thinking like, damn, well to be honest with you, Chris Rock did it and
Everybody hates Chris.
Mm-hmm. But that's not where I got it from. So it's like, damn, can I really say other people are stealing it? But yeah, I can. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying like I know I didn't steal that from him. It just took me. I'm like, I can't go online and say I'm the first one who started that because he actually did that in a TV show. Yeah. You know,
I think Chris is different to you because Chris does narration. Like you're doing narration, but it is like you're doing narration. You do it based on your thoughts, with your high thoughts, and then just, I guess it might be the same.
So that's why I never said I was the first to do it. But nah, people steal.
Yes, you ain't lying.
But I'm saying when you got an idea, like the work husband, work wife idea.
Yeah.
That's just a
But who idea. Did it better, brother? Let's talk about that. Who did it?
See, this is where the beef started.
The most viral. You already
said you didn't hear the word on the low. He said that low.
Hey, you know, to each his own.
Malik shit was fire. I ain't see it.
Wow. Yeah. How you ain't? Nigga, you didn't see it. What the fuck you going to say?
Wow.
Shit like that.
And that's your guy. You see how beef started? You see?
Crazy.
No, I really didn't see it. I don't know.
Stupid, man.
I saw yours. I definitely saw yours.
Yeah, nah. It's Yeah.
But it worked for Malik because honestly, no
yeah, that's his
Malik.
Whole that's his whole flow, and I respect that he does that. It's cool.
But I never heard of Malik until this.
You know what I'm saying? Right. That's what I not, said. You know, and he and niggas swear they like, bro, he's seen that shit. So I started seeing people. He posted another skit recently. They like, oh, Juicy gonna steal this one.
What the hell, nigga?
It's not something I just do. They just assume that I'm watching this dude. Nah, I think what he's doing is great. Hey, I applaud him. That's his flow. Keep doing it, brother. I like to change up and like switch my shit a lot. Like I don't never do the same shit multiple times. So
You know, I wanted to ask you about Could Have Been Records. Like you talk a lot about the 360 deals and the bad contracts. Do you actually talk to artists about that? Is that what you
Hell yeah. I like to tell people straight up what the fuck we gonna fuck you over. Yeah. That's why I said I was inspired by P. Diddy when that's what I was talking about. Why the fuck do y'all keep looking at me like that? When I say that, I'm saying that I'm inspired by the way he was talking to his people at his label. Well, I ain't say that. I didn't say that. I like the way that he was talking to the people at his label on the show. You know, like, so that's the same way we do our business. Yeah. We tell you straight up.
If you
know you getting fucked over from jump, what the fuck the problem is?
You can't.
You knew the contract when you got in here, nigga.
That's true.
You knew what it was.
By the way, that's true even if you don't tell them that, because them niggas can read.
Right.
Go get you a lawyer, read the contract.
Well, they can't all read, though. Don't.
Yeah.
They can't all read. But, Yeah, somebody that was dyslexic that was recently on the show. You know them. Okay, his brother can't read either.
I'm listening.
He's lost his
I'm waiting on you, nah, brother.
You know what? Fuck it.
You said
moving
there
on.
Was somebody just
fuck it, man. He like to get you to just keep talking and just run down that rabbit hole of saying stupid shit. He like this.
Shit on dyslexic people. Go ahead.
He like keep doing it. Go ahead. Talk yourself into that hole.
So Juicy done did. Juicy done did. Dogs.
Hey, I spotted that. Hell no.
Diddy.
See, I got to come back and correct myself. I feel like we need to put a disclaimer. At the beginning of this shit, wait for Drew to finish his whole answer.
Listen, I thought you came here just had beef with everybody.
Nah. Y'all bringing up all the beef, man.
Dogs, dyslexic, Diddy, Desi.
Wait, whoa. Nah, y'all, hey, come on, man. I don't got no beef with problem with nobody, man.
Is it tough for people to take you serious in meetings? Because
obviously, you see what the fuck this thing is doing right now. God damn! Like I'm trying to be serious, man. I'm trying to get my point across.
I know.
keep saying shit about them. Nah. Since I was a kid, man, I always But I think like the people close to me know. People close to me, they know when I ain't fucking around.
What do you mean? Even when a kid, when you was a kid, they didn't take you serious?
Yeah. I think, like, teachers, students, all that shit, man. Like, we always used to, I used to fuck around so much that everybody thought everything I said was a joke. You know, so it's normal. But the people close to me, they know.
Why are you laughing, man? That man told
the
truth.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
No.
A brother's trying to tell his truth right now,
that's
man.
No, I'm laughing at that man's truth.
Yeah.
Do you remember a time where, like, you was, like, dead serious? Like, man, I'm, like, you was sick or something, and you was trying to get them to believe you, and they didn't believe you?
Yeah, nah, I had to go to the hospital when I crashed on a four wheeler like 4 or 5 years ago, like 3 or 4 years ago, and I went to the hospital and everybody was in there trying to take selfies, take videos, and joke around and shit. But I really was like hurt for real. But it was like a whole joke that I was in there like, what the hell you doing in here? I'm like, bitch. Tell me.
Oh, they're doing this.
It's like, yo, I need help right now. You know what I'm saying? But that's the problem. Motherfuckers like, boy, what your ass doing in here? Get your ass. Get up. I'm like, bitch, my back. You know what I'm saying? But that's the fucked up thing about comedians. You can never be serious or like really be going through some real shit. They don't give a fuck.
Well, no, that's because of you.
Nah. Even DC. DC recently, I think somebody stole his bag or something. And niggas in the comments roasting. They said, lame man nigga lost your bag at the club, man nigga. I'm like, damn. bro, he has some valuable things in there, man.
No, I can't.
Can y'all really show some remorse for this dude?
Yeah.
People don't give a fuck, man. when you funny, people don't give a shit.
Well, with
man.
Kisco, you do be having like you. Be,
yeah, I be
like
having real circumstances. Yeah. Like, so I think people be thinking that I be coming
you
in there.
Stadiums, arenas, courthouses,
yeah, it don't matter
hospitals.
Where we at. TSA.
So I can
yeah.
Like, why would I believe you?
Yeah, you're right. I get it.
How you do the TSA one?
Hey man. I can't give up all
that
my secrets.
That is hilarious.
I can't give up my secrets, though, man. Mm.
I love just nothing but the Tide video.
Oh, man. That dude, bro. That's a real alcoholic, too. That's what I said. We use real shit.
So where'd you find him? Like, you just met him there?
Bro, that brother was on a bump on a log, bro. That dude. Nah, he was actually already, like, famous, kind of lit, and, like, he's pretty well-known out in Bama.
Mm-hmm.
But not to, like, the whole world. But when we did that skit, the whole world knew who the fuck this dude was. But, yeah, I honestly don't think he knows I'm black.
What?
Mm. I don't know if he knows fully that I'm black. I think he thinks I'm tan.
Yeah.
Because I started in character as soon as I ran into them. Like, as soon as I got up with them, I said, yo, what the hell going on, man? Let's talk. Let's sit down. So from there, he's automatically, he's drunk as hell. He is 24/7 always drunk. Like, he's like a full out real alcoholic. Yeah. Like, he's red in the face 24/7. So I think, honestly, even when we were shooting some of this, he kept looking at me like this. So he can't, I don't know if he fully knows that I was black. I don't know. But I played a good character in that. Yeah, I love doing the Bubba Joe shit.
Make them sign a waiver or something, though?
Nah, hell no. Bro, he's a fucking alcoholic.
That don't mean nothing.
Nah, I mean, bro, come on, man. He loved being there. We gave him a fucking beer and some TV time.
Yeah, but all it takes is one person to be like, hey, man, you know this dude got 100 plus million views, and they think
honestly, I fuck with his team. Like, his team's, he got good people. Yeah, he got a team.
Are they alcoholics, too?
A little bit.
Damn.
Somebody, I don't know who's getting the money over there, but... They bought him a tool shed recently to live in, though. So they're taking care of him. I think Alabama threw him some money.
What? They bought him a tool shed?
They gave him like a shed that he, because, you know, you got to be supervised. So I think they put it in the dude that manages them backyard.
I don't do no goddamn skit with Drewski. You call this man an alcoholic.
No. He's actually a good dude.
He's living in a
but
tool shed.
I don't fully know if he's there all the way is what I'm saying.
Mm.
Just you know, and I actually fuck with him. He's a good dude, but I just know he. Every time I've been around him, he's been drunk as hell. So I don't know if he knows one who I am or two if I'm black or not. So yeah.
What was your original hustle, Juicy? Before the sketches, like what were you doing, like to get your creative juices flowing before this?
Shit, wilding out in school, doing all this shit in school, and like at any job I was at. So yeah. I got fired from plenty of jobs. I had McDonald's. I had I worked at Hardee's for a little bit one time. I just had a whole bunch of random ass shit. I worked at a blow up balloon place. They fired me in like a week. I worked at a factory.
Blow up the balloon yourself, or was it the
nah? It's like the jumper rooms for the kids. You know, I couldn't do that shit, man. You got to roll it up, clean it, blow it up, clean it. Put it down, roll it up. It's too much, man. And them shits weigh like 100 pounds. It's too much. I think I worked at a factory. I worked at I worked at Build-A-Bear for a little bit. Yeah, okay. I worked there for like 2 days.
You being honest?
Yeah, I swear. Red Lobster, Longhorns. Yeah. You can't just name this shit. Like, this is real places I worked at.
You was a server?
Yeah. Bed Bath and Beyond.
Damn,
I worked at the factory for one night. We lied and told them that we had a transportation there. You know, they write on there, make sure you have to have transportation. On the first night we got there, me and my homie, we lied and just said, you know, yeah, we have transportation and everything. It was like, 100% you have to have transportation to work here. You cannot ask for rides. Nigga, at the end of that shift, we were begging everybody for a ride home. And they came out there and told us, do not come back tomorrow. Because I guess, I don't know why we can't do that. But it was just like,
wow.
They don't want you bothering people for shit like that.
You ever got fired from any of the fast food restaurants?
For eating the what?
For fucking up the food. For
don't you it. Said that was definitely a fat question. But I got fired from Hardee's that way. I was buttering my own shit too much. I was, you know, they got the little roller butter machine. Yeah, and I was buttering my own sandwiches and like, you know, putting all the lavish different sauces that you ain't supposed to put. It's just stupid shit, man. That's the old days, man.
How old were you then, a teenager?
No. I was like, shit, like 21, 22.
How old are you now?
29.
Okay.
Yeah, so the pivot happened. The pivot happened around 23, 24.
Yeah, yeah. The pivot, everything happened around like 23, 24. Yeah.
You got kids?
Yeah. It took time. Nah, I don't got no kids.
No kids. Okay. Nah. Girlfriend? Okay.
Hey man, you know.
Yeah. No, I don't.
She's an alcoholic.
It's a couple. Nah, hell nah. Yeah, nah, it's options out there. I ain't committed to nothing.
I'm
not committed to nothing. I'm focused right now. I ain't
absolutely.
You know, whatever happens, happens. I'm you know.
And you popping? I had a guy text me. When was NBA All-Star weekend? Last weekend?
Yeah.
He was flirting with you? Man, shut up. The guy texted me last weekend. He was in a group chat, and he was like, man, most popular person at some NBA All-Star party was Drewski. Hands down. I'm like, hey, I mean, doing his thing.
Yeah, man. No, I'm blessed. I'm thankful, man.
Did you feel that in the party that he was talking about? I don't know which one he was talking about.
A little bit, yeah, because my dumb ass was standing on the couch, and nobody else was standing. No, that wasn't Michael Rubin.
Yeah, I don't think it was Mike Rubin.
Yeah, it was, he talking about an All-Star, not
NBA
Super Bowl.
NBA All-Star, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I remember that. Yeah, I think it was, I think it was Jadakiss. Jadakiss was there. Yeah, it was a couple different niggas that was out there.
Jadakiss had a party?
Yeah, I think Jadakiss had a party. It was one of them old heads, man. One of them old niggas. They had a party.
Jesus Christ.
No. I'm just saying. Like, it was one of those niggas. It was one of those brothers. I don't know. One of them had a party.
Some old niggas don't be liking you.
No. They fuck with me.
You won't be one of these old niggas.
No. I fuck with Jada. He cool. Kai was there with me. It was Kai Sinat.
Oh, Kyle there?
Yeah, he was there as well. Nice. I can't remember whose party it was, though.
I don't know. He just said it was an NBA All-Star. He was like, by far, you were the most popular person. That's what he said.
Nah, that's what's up, man.
And white people get excited about... Oh! No, that's not
white
it.
People get excited about it. You really got to find who this was.
I was looking for it. I'm going to find it.
Yeah. Let's get into your record. Let's introduce your record.
Yeah. Hold on, one more thing. You and Jack Harlow got a movie, right? Are y'all still working on that?
No. We're not working on that anymore.
God damn. What the fuck happened?
another writer's strike.
Damn.
Another writer's strike. We had a whole bunch of, a lot of missed opportunities. But see, it don't be about the missed opportunities, man. It's about continuing to try. You got to keep doing the shit over and over, figuring it out. Yeah. It don't matter about the no's. They only going to know about the yeses. Unless y'all niggas bring it up. Obviously, because nobody even knew I wasn't doing shit with Kevin Hart.
I'm telling you, he knew that that shit ain't work.
But ain't nobody tracking it, man. Just let that shit fly. Ain't nobody really watching.
You and Jack got a good relationship, though.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. That's my boy.
Yo, how you feel about this record talking about Whips and Chains?
Man, bro, he's going crazy. What was that?
Like he likes it.
Y'all not fucking? Yeah, nah, he going crazy, boy.
Number one record.
Yeah, it's like number one record for a minute, too, boy.
I mean, there's a white guy talking about Whips and Chains in America. People love that.
Yeah, but I think he's talking about, like, locking them down.
That's what slavery was all about.
No, man. You know what I'm saying. Like, locking them down. Like,
so
nobody can lock
okay
them down.
You're okay with slavery is what you're
saying. No, man.
As long as it's just.
See, they keep trying to set me up, bro. Nah. It's a good song. I think he, it's a bop, man. Moving on, because I don't want to have to correct myself on that bullshit either.
Nah, I'm fucking with Jack.
Salute to
Jack.
Yeah. It's about my music, nigga. We about to go number one.
He said, he going crazy.
Yeah, he going crazy.
He locking niggas. God.
Like a master.
He said Jack locking niggas.
Like, yeah.
With Whips and Chains.
Okay, like a master.
See?
He said like a master.
See? Yeah, play my shit. Standing on business. Me and Snoop Dogg. Yeah.
Standing on business.
DJ Drama on there, too.
Shout out to Drama.
Yeah.
We appreciate you for joining us.
Yeah, follow Drewski if you're not already, but who is it?
Yes.
Definitely, man.
Yes.
You know? Thank y'all.
And always a pleasure to see you, bro.
Yes,
love
same
you,
to y'all,
Drewski.
Man. Thank y'all.
All
thank
right.
Y'all.
It's the Breakfast Club. It's Drewski. Come on. Yes.
Wake that ass up. Early in the morning. The Breakfast Club.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, Get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.